Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the RC Industry Podcast. Announcement special? I don't know how to start these ones that aren't actual shows. This is not a show. If this is the first one you've listened to, probably not worth your time. But if you are a regular listener or even a frequent listener, this is definitely worth your time. Basically, as we go into episode 101, I see that as the end of series one. I'm aware that I've only just started seeing the first 101 episodes as a series, but as a result, there are going to be some slight changes to the show, and I wanted to just announce them and tell you why they're happening, what's happening, and anything else in between. So, first thing you need to know is that format-wise, it won't be changing. I might be getting an intro and an outro. Still deciding whether that's worth doing. The length of the show means that the size of the download is quite big for people on their phones and things. So I know adding in music means the rendering makes the file a lot bigger. So I'm still considering that. I still haven't got the right song, so I don't know. I would like to start off with the song rather than sort of adding it in later. So if you're a musician, and I know I've got a few of them listening, and you want to offer your services for that, or you are able to help, please do get in touch and let me know what you're thinking, and we maybe can work together on that. The big news that I should have put before that, but I've made these notes in whatever order I'm going to talk about them, and I'm not going back over this, is the Acast Podcast Network has got in touch and has signed both this podcast and the audio time capsule. What does that mean to you? In short, not very much. The Acast Podcast Network, as they put it, work with the 800 best content providers in the podcast sphere to help the podcasts network with each other, but also to collaborate if they feel that the host of one show could be a guest on another and vice versa, which obviously helps with expanding your audience and your download numbers. And also, they offer advertising opportunities for people and relevant options to be put on the show. So advertising is a really tricky area, and it's something that I have actively avoided, and any sponsorship deals I've been offered before, I've kind of batted away. Minus one, actually. There's only one that I was talking to prior to Acast that I think I'm still going to go with. The idea of this is just to generate a bit more money for the work that I put in for this. I am currently losing a day and a half to 2 days a week that I make a podcast, and I make two a month. So you're looking at 4 days work a month going into this show. And at the moment, the patronage, which, by the way, thank you so much for sticking with me and for sponsoring and for being absolute legends. The patronage gets me about £30, and £30 is not enough to live on for 2 days' work. It just isn't. I'm not being ungrateful. I'm massively grateful for them putting their hands in their pockets and sponsoring. I just know that long term, if I'm going to have a series two, which I think is a worthwhile thing to put out there to the comedy industry and to people starting and all that sort of stuff, I've got to earn more than that. It can't work. And unfortunately, there's been some fundamental changes in my life that mean that I can't operate without some other income. Now, those changes include I've started writing scripts, which take a lot longer. I've had to take on more day work to cover the time effort that I put into these pods, which obviously means I have less time to edit them, and I don't want to cut back on edit time so they're coming out slower, which is another reason why after episode 101, I'm taking about a month or so off so that I can have extra episodes in the bank so that they come out at a reasonable pace, but they don't overwhelm me. I've also got a show that I'm writing for Edinburgh at the moment. Well, it is called Sex, Drugs and Other Things I Never Do. Now, that show has a lot more tech involved, which is something I've not really done in comedy. It also has, you know, it's just stretching me as a performer and as a writer, which obviously is causing me a lot of work that I wasn't anticipating, but also in a good way, it's just pushing me in a good direction. So these things have meant that time has become way more of a factor for me. And I love this show, and I love what it's given me, and that's something that I'll be exploring more in episode 101. But ultimately, I've got to find a new way of making money. And I would love it if, you know, because the money that I'm going to be earning from those ads, at least in the medium term, so we're talking sort of 1 to 2 years, is not going to cover the costs either. So please don't think, oh, he's got ads now, I was going to become a patron, because it's not massive amounts of money. It's just every dollar in the patronage counts. Any and all support is helpful. And I'm at the sort of stage where I'm needing to ask for that, and I need to sort of mobilize you guys, because that's, you're a big enough chunk of a download number that the amount of effort and time is worth putting in for me, but I just can't afford to do it. If you are a patron, you will be given an ad-free link to download the episode when it comes out. So you, if you want to not listen to the ads, you can avoid them. And that's from a subscription base, if you want to look at it that way, from a dollar an episode. And also a dollar a month, you can do it that way around, where you can just set a dollar and cap it. Any money helps, is what I'm saying. But if you are donating money, you are allowed to have an option where you don't have the ads. The kind of ads are going to be ones that I curate. I have to listen to the ad beforehand and decide whether it goes on. Obviously, there are ones that potentially could slip through the net. And if that happens and you hear things that aren't relevant, do let me know. But yeah, the aim is that all the ads will be relevant to you and useful for you so that you don't get spammed. Because the last thing I like in a podcast is waiting to hear a show and having to listen to cooking utensil adverts when I'm trying to hear about, you know, unsolved murders. So yeah, those are the top line points that I feel like you need to kind of know. I just wanted you guys to be aware of that change. I wanted the transparency to be there. Any more announcements like this, I'm going to do through the Facebook group, so please do join that, because I don't really want to make one of these every time if there's a change. Sort of feel like the Facebook group's becoming this core base of people who you know, sort of want to have the two-way dialogue and invest in asking questions and things like that. So if you are someone who wants to ask me a question about this, or you want to get in touch to sponsor the show, you can contact Acast directly, or you can contact me directly and I'll pass you on. The aim of this is to make a better show. The aim of this is to make sure that there is budget there to cover the cost that I'm putting in, because ultimately, I know I'm never going to really make a profit from podcasting in of itself, but I can make that shortfall as short as possible by diversifying income streams. So hope that made sense to you all. I hope that's okay with you all. If it's not, listen to another show, I suppose. I mean, or give me a suggestion on how else to run it. Personally, I'm really excited to be on the Acast network. I can't wait to be working with other shows that I've listened to for years, and to have them on my show, and also to go on theirs. And also, Acast are very convinced their means of networking other shows with shows can mean that this show's audience will get bigger very quickly, which is exciting, because the more downloads we get, the more the higher profiling people will take notice and come on. And I'm aiming so high, it's ridiculous. I mean, but yeah, so we're in a really good place, and I'm looking forward to hearing your reactions to episode 101, as it's a little different, but that's a one-off as kind of a bookmarking off the series. So yeah, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for subscribing. Thank you very much for rating and donating if you do. And I'll see you all in about a week. Thank you very much. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.